This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Polling for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections concluded this evening in 102 constituencies across 17 states and 4 union territories. Barring a few untoward incidents, the polling remained by and large peaceful. As per initial reports, over 62% voting was recorded. Along with Lok Sabha elections, single-phase legislative assembly elections were also held in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim. Of the 102 parliamentary constituencies, 11 Lok Sabha seats are reserved for ST and 18 seats are reserved for SC. In the first phase, voting was held for all the parliamentary constituencies in 10 states and union territories. There are 39 segments of Tamil Nadu, 5 in Uttarakhand, 2 each in Arunachal Pradesh and Meghalaya, and 1 each in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Mizoram, Nagaland, Puducherry, Sikkim and Lakshadweep. Polling was also held for 12 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Maharashtra, 4 in Bihar, 3 in West Bengal, 2 seats in Manipur and 1 seat each in Chhattisgarh, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. A total of 1,625 candidates are in the fray in this phase of Lok Sabha elections. Among them, prominent candidates include senior BJP leaders and union ministers Nitin Gadkari, Kiran Rijiju, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Sanjeev Walian, as well as BJP leaders Tamilisai Soundararajan and Jitin Prasada. Besides, Congress leaders Karthi Chidambaram and Nakul Nath and DMK's Dayanidhi Maran are prominent faces whose political fate has been sealed in the EVMs. In West Bengal, more than 77%, in Tamil Nadu, over 72%, in Uttarakhand, nearly 54%, in Arunachal Pradesh, over 66%, in Meghalaya, over 74%, in Manipur, nearly 69%, in Mizoram, over 54%, nearly 57%, in Nagaland, in Sikkim, over 68%, in Tripura, over 80%, and in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, nearly 57% voter turnout was recorded. In Jammu and Kashmir, over 65%, in Rajasthan, over 53%, in Bihar, nearly 48%, in Madhya Pradesh, more than 63%, in Uttar Pradesh, nearly 58%, and in Maharashtra, over 55% voter turnout was recorded. In Chhattisgarh, polling was held in Maoist-affected Bastar Lok Sabha constituency, where over 63% polling was reported. Polling was by and large peaceful. Along with Lok Sabha elections, by-polls for Vilavan Kodi Assembly seat in Tamil Nadu and Ramnagar Assembly constituency in Tripura were also held. Our Chennai correspondent reports that the first and single phase of Lok Sabha election in Tamil Nadu was smooth and peaceful. Filing of nominations for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls ended this evening. 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. Scrutiny of papers will take place tomorrow. Monday is the last day for withdrawal of candidature. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, today handed over the first batch of indigenous leading-edge actuators and air brake control modules to Hindustan Aeronautics Limited. The Defence Ministry in a statement said DRDO's Aeronautical Development Agency, in collaboration with Hyderabad's Research Centre Imarat and Bengaluru's Central Manufacturing Technology Institute, marked a significant leap towards self-reliance in aeronautical technologies. It said the successful completion of flight trials for leading-edge actuators and air brake control modules have paved the way for production clearance and enabling HAL to gear up for equipping the Mark 1A variant of LCA. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast severe heat wave over East India and heat wave over South Peninsula India for the next couple of days. The IMD said heat wave conditions will prevail over Odisha, Gangetic, West Bengal, Bihar, Jharkhand, Telangana, coastal Andhra Pradesh and interior Tamil Nadu till the 23rd of April. The Weather Department has also forecast heavy rainfall with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over northwest and northeast India for the next 3 to 4 days. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings have set a target of 177 runs before Lucknow Super Giants at Ekana International Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. Earlier, Lucknow Super Giants won the toss and elected to field. And with that, we end this news bulletin.